Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, my residency is in Florida as we speak, but I've spent decades in Pennsylvania around Amish country. In the Amish, a lot of their farms, they'd have these little signs with Bible verses on them. And they would have to be short verses because it was a small sign, maybe, I don't know, 18 inches by 18 inches square. And it would just be hanging from a post. And I always remember the sign, the number of families would have out, and it would say, "Prepare to meet God." And then it would have in real small letters a Bible verse, which I could never catch, but "Prepare to meet God." You know, that says a lot. Preparation, readiness. You know, and that verse comes from Amos 4:12. And I don't know if it's that friendly of a verse when you read the whole verse. Let me read this to you. "I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord." So God is talking to a people here. And he said, there was Sodom and Gomorrah. I just burnt the whole place down. But I have plucked out some of you. I have reserved life for some of you. But you still won't repent. You still won't repent. So he goes on to say, therefore, now he's saying therefore to the people that he saved from the likes of Sodom and Gomorrah. It wasn't actually Sodom and Gomorrah, but he's referring to it as Sodom and Gomorrah. He's plucked a few people out. Must be just his grace. Maybe their forefathers were holy. I don't know. His grace. But yet these people didn't want to listen. So what's he say? Therefore, thus will I do unto thee. All right? Thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. He's fixing to do them in. He's telling them, prepare for death. Prepare to meet thy God. He was saying this to Israel. He was saying this to people that he actually saved, but they did not want to listen. They did not want to listen. Sure, they might have went to church. They might have acted holy. They might have felt totally secure, quote unquote, in their salvation and still lived a willful life of sin. Not wanting to be obedient. Not wanting to be a daily sacrifice. No. So what's God say? Therefore, because you don't want to repent, prepare to meet thy God. Gang, that's pretty scary. You know, when I meet God, like you're going to meet God, I got to tell you one thing. I got fear about that day, even though it's coming. It could be right around the corner. I got a good godly fear of it, not taking anything for granted, because I know I'm the piece of clay and he's the potter. I'm sorry, you could say, oh, I'm totally secure. And hey, do what you want. God bless you. I know I'm a sinner, but I still know I'm saved by grace. And thank you, Lord, for dying for me. But I still got a little fear in me that makes my knees tremble. Just like Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I understand that verse. Because I don't care how quote unquote good you are. You're nothing. You're zero. And me first. But anyway, getting back to the day that we're all going to have. You know, I could just see. Can you imagine your knees knocking? I don't know if your knees are going to be knocking in the spirit realm, but probably just be a different, be made out of something different. But when he pulls out the book and he opens it up and he starts looking through the pages for your name. Where's your name, Jim? Jim Shaw. Okay, let me find your name. I'll look under the S's. And he's going down the finger with his finger, the finger of God's going in that book. God, I want my name in that book. I want my name in that book so bad, Lord, so bad. Because that's what it's going to boil down to. Are you in God's phone directory or aren't you? Yeah. You know, and I have a suspicion. Well, it's not a suspicion. It's based on his word. The closer we get to God, the closer he gets to us. He has his friends in that book. He has people that he loves and that love him in that book. And it's all about that book. And you could be blotted out of it because it says that. It says that you want your name blotted out. I don't want my name blotted out. I want my name in that book. You might have your own doctrines. Hey, go for it, man. Love your own doctrines. I don't care. I got my doctrine. I fear God. That's my doctrine. I fear God. And I know he gave me a new heart, and I knew he gave me a new spirit, and I know he distinguished out of nowhere things I used to consider good. He distinguished them as evil, and things that I considered evil and stupid, he showed me as righteous and good. This is how intense it is. I'll read this again. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formed the mountains and created the wind and declares unto men what is his thought, that makes the morning dark and treads upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Yes. Then he goes on to say, hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none that raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100. And that which went out forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. Gang, it's a narrow gate and it keeps on getting narrower. And you better stay in the fight. Because the government is beginning to make us enemies of the state as Christians. We're going to become enemies of the state. You're watching Rome take place. You're watching pagan religions take place. There's only one Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins. There's only one true Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he showed his love for all mankind by laying down his life for us to give us a way to escape. Yes, there's only one. And how do I know that? Because I tasted of the Holy Ghost. I was reborn from above. It's a gift, and you can have it. It's a miraculous gift. And I can't give it to you. I could just tell you about it, but I could tell you where to go. Scream out to God. Tell him you're a sinner. Tell him you don't want to go the way of a sinner anymore. You want to be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb of God. The Lamb was a sacrifice in the Old Testament, and the Lamb was represented by Jesus as a sacrifice in the New Testament. Blood had to be shed to save your soul and mine, of course. And mind is who matters to me, my soul, and it should be to you. Second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Learn to love your soul, and then you'll learn to love others. Yes, because you know you'll have to lay down your life to follow Christ. Lay it all down. Remember what Jesus did? He washed the feet of his apostles. He washed their feet. Peter tried stopping him. Jesus said, no, unless I do this, you don't got a shot. I have to wash your feet. Jesus said, basically paraphrasing it, Peter said, if that's the case, wash everything, Lord. Yeah. Now we're supposed to lay down our hates, our envies, our bitterness, our lusts. Lay it all down. Get rid of it. Give it to God and start being a servant for the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how bad things get, they can't take your will. No matter how bad things get, they can't take Jesus. However, deceptive words, deceptive things, mankind's righteousness, human reasoning, All these are ploys to knock you off your horse. Human logic, you know, forget about it. Human logic ends in the grave. It ends in the grave. The fact of the matter is, I look at a tree, I look at a bird, I look at a bug, I look at a cloud, I look at a leaf, and I can see God, because no man could create this. I look at dirt. Where did dirt come from? I guess dirt evolved. Well, you know, they're not even talking about evolution anymore. They're not even talking about Darwin's theory. They're coming up with a revelation theory now, yeah, that we were seeded by aliens. That's what they're saying. We were seeded by aliens, you know. And to a degree, they're closer to reality. We weren't seeded by aliens, but we were created by the God of the universe. Yeah. In other words, there was another being, superior being, that predicated our existence, which is far smarter than the Darwin theory. Where did dirt come from? Where did oxygen come from? Did that evolve too? No. So ridiculous. But Satan's changing his game plan. He's setting the stage for the Antichrist to come on the scenes. So don't be dismayed if you read, hey, UFO landed on some kind of mountain and little green men came out and said, we came to save you. Don't even be dismayed by that. Not in the least. Not in the least, because that's where it's heading. That's where it's heading. Something's going to show up. Somebody's going to show up on the scenes. So incredible, he's going to perform basically all the miracles Jesus did. And he's going to say he's God and he has all the answers. Beware. Beware. Because unless someone can confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and has come in the flesh, they're not of God. There's a reason why John, in the back of the small books of the Bible, said, weigh the spirits. Yes, demons are real. Evil spirits are real. Angels are real. These temptations are real. Thoughts are real. Lusts are real. These are things coming at you to either save you or destroy you. It's the spiritual realm. It's a fight in the heavenlies for your soul. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, the devil has got a plan and he is scheming to try to kill you, especially if you're a person in authority. Grandfather, father, boss, I don't care who you are. Or he'll try to get you if you're just whoever you might be, a regular worker. He'll try to put bitterness in your family. He'll try to destroy everything. He's scheming. We're told to beware of these things. That's why we're also told to be a soldier. So beware of all this, gang. Prepare to meet your God. And in the context that I read in Amos, he basically said, prepare to meet your God, because God was fed up. Yeah, he was fed up. But as long as you have breath, and as long as you have today, all right, today's a day of salvation, you could turn from your wicked ways. You as an individual, you don't need help. You just need, the only mediator you have now is his word, live in your heart, which is true. The mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ, who had to become a man, even though he was God, to become a perfect lamb, to die, to shed perfect blood for your sins and my sins on that cross, and then give us the Holy Spirit, which is shown to us through a conviction. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't give up. Be a soldier. Don't give in. Don't give in to your emotions. Don't get in self-pity. Don't worry about family members or anybody loving you or this or that. Forget all that stuff. Love the Lord with all your heart. Everything else will fall into place. Yes, the Lord will divide. The Lord will separate, or the Lord will bring in. Whatever it is, give it unto the Lord, and God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.